In case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
This story caught my eye last night as I was scrolling through Instagram. There has been there's stories every now and then that come along and they amaze me. Okay, it was a story about a fellow in China, and I'm not going to try and pronounce the names because I have no idea how to pronounce the names, but. A father had his two-year-old son abducted in East China in 1997. Seemingly a never-ending nationwide search happened for years and years and years afterwards. His parents that inspired filmmakers to bring their story to the big screen. But this week, 24 years later, after they hadn't seen their son since he was 2 years old in 1997 when he got seemingly kidnapped, abducted, 24 years later, the search for the son finally came to an end. Okay? Police in the city of the Shandong province said that Monday they had found the son, now an adult, living in a neighbouring Henan province, and had reunited him with his parents. Video footage of the reunion on Sunday released by police showed the family in tears, embracing tightly, crying out, "We found you. We found you. You've come back." What? 20? Oh my gosh. 24 years this father and mother have been searching for their son. Police said that they had arrested two people who confessed to kidnapping and trafficking the son. He had been abducted near his home by an unfamiliar woman, his parents told the police in 1997. Authorities collected blood, DNA samples and other evidence, but with limited technology at the time, the case remained unsolved. The police said on their official social media account on Tuesday, the case was never closed. The police say they continued investigating throughout the 24 years whenever a lead came up. The boy's father never stopped looking either. After his son went missing, they embarked on a search across China, riding a motorbike through nearly all of the vast country's provinces, covering 500,000 kilometres. This father covered 500,000 kilometres to try and find his son. He carried little with him except a bag of flyers and a flag emblazoned with a picture of his son. He used up all his savings and racked up staggering debts, burning through 10 motorcycles on his long journey. It's just amazing. And after 24 years, these two have come back together, which is just fantastic, okay? Which shows you, so unfortunate that the technology of that time, even in 1997, the year I was born, the technology that police and that lawyers and that the crime system, the justice system used nowadays, is just so much more advanced than what it was even just back in 1997. So that's amazing. That's an amazing story. That's a bit of feel-good news for your Thursday morning. Ballarat and Ricky, 100% Ballarat.